What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, y'all. It's Crap Diving Live, blasting you right in the ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5, if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream. Yeah, streaming free 24-7. The problem was I just read squeal like a pig as I was saying streaming.
Oh, shit.
Squeal! Squeal!
That one? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I said squeaming.
But that starts with Alex Jones. Is that Alex Jones? Like that?
No, that's just a snore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I do have an Alex Jones snorting.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. I'll find that one. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the motherfucking shit out of it.
Move, yeah. Bitch! Get out the way!
Yeah, what an idiot.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Is it this one?
I don't think you're stupid! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you!
Hard to believe he got into an altercation with his wife. Wow.
Somebody calls that guy daddy. And not in a, you know, a kinky kind of way, kind of way. That's terrifying.
His blood will fill buckets politically, not violently.
Politically, not violently.
I'm going to work with daddy today.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Join us on social media anytime, but you can tweet us live during the show and we'll... possibly, probably, maybe, okay, sort of, see it.
Yes.
Possibly respond.
Right.
Thanks for joining us on Facebook and all that shit, and Instagram. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can go to our webpage, crabdiving.com. Every time you want to go buy shit from Amazon, there's a lovely banner on crabdiving.com that you can click.
Oh, shit.
Or go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and we get a little commissione-rooney.
Yeah, we get paid, motherfuckers.
Let's see what's going the fuck on. Bernie Bros be Bernie Broin.
Yes. Go fuck yourself.
I've been losing my mind, kind of.
Oh, me too.
Since it's really...
fuckheads.
You know live ones, though. That's really strange to me.
Fucking idiots.
I'm still trying to convince myself that they're all fake.
They're not, though.
I know.
Because I've seen them.
My name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And to everybody equating Joe Biden with Trump, good for you. Congratulations. Vladimir Putin is a big fan.
Last night was the hashtag Super Tuesday 2.
Super
was trending for a while. A bunch of states, well, like six-ish states voted.
God.
Yesterday. And Bernie did not do well.
Yeah.
He even acknowledged as much today.
Right. And you would think the thing to do would be
that same spot again.
Oh, really?
Well, anyway,
you know, the thing to do would be to drop out and not force this thing where the super delegates are releasing, right?
Well, he's probably going to drop out. I think he is. I think he is going to debate on Sunday.
Yes.
See what happens next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
And I think then he'll probably be done, because next Tuesday is the next biggest state is us.
Yeah.
Here in Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's. I mean, kind of fucked in Florida. Like his numbers are Bernie's what? Numbers are dreadful in Florida.
Are you kidding me?
Florida hates Bernie.
No, they don't.
No, they do. You know a few people in the comedy cloud
people
of northwest Florida that are Bernie bros and artists and shit.
Yes, yes.
Musicians.
Right.
But the vast majority of Democrats in Florida do not like Bernie. And they're especially like the Cubans, who are a big voting bloc Southern FLA.
Yeah.
Hate Bernie because they feel like he was sucking some Castro wiener.
Oh, yes. I mean, why? If you want to look at because what he said about Castro is that he had a good education system or some shit like that.
Yeah, among other shit. I mean,
find another fucking example?
I think he said other stuff.
No. I mean, like, if you wanted to give an example of a country that has good education, why pick that one, though?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I mean, you know.
He was taught, he was being asked specifically about Cuba.
Right. Oh, okay.
And he was like, Castro was a dictator and horrible, but he actually did something right when he instituted a nationwide education and made sure everybody was literate.
Why do you say that? I mean, because my thinking would be, oh boy, if I say that, the right is going to go, oh yeah, Bernie loves Cuba, despite how he couched it. And it seems like a huge mistake. I don't know.
And the people trying, and the bots trying to rile up the Bernie people.
Yeah, that's great for them.
The hashtag never Bernieers that are pretending to be Biden fans.
Right.
Are probably Republican and or Russian operatives. I think Russia's influence may be minimal compared to what Brad Parscale's even evil flying monkeys have going on out there.
Funded by
the RNC.
It's interesting. Oh, yeah, yeah. To me, the deal is Russia, right? Russia is fucking up our elections. They're doing all this bullshit on social media. They are creating all this discord and this chaos. But to these fucking Bernie bros, you cannot even broach the subject. They don't give a fuck. They will even invoke Burisma. Burisma. Burisma, the bullshit defense for Trump's Ukraine call. I'm speechless.
But these are live humans?
These are live humans.
Oh, wow.
Live motherfucking idiot humans. Live humans. And it's one guy I know. Here's the thing. If you live in Florida.
Good job, Vlad.
Hey, yes.
Mission accomplished, buddy.
Good job.
Good job,
Vlad. This one dickhead, you know, that I'm chatting with on Facebook. This fucknut. I remember what this dickhead wore for Halloween last year because I saw this drunk asshole out and about, blackface. I don't even know what the costume was. Blackface. Yes, wow. Yes, yes. And I know this fucker. He sits in the back of my comedy shows and he gets drunk and drunk and drunk. And I yell at the motherfucker. He doesn't leave. Oh yeah, Burisma. He knows all about politics, though. Good. Man. Oh, yeah.
God. Let's see what the headlines are, y'all, over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Fucking Florida, man. What the fuck?
I'm sure it's elsewhere.
I don't know. How could it be? So stupid!
California voted probably for Bernie, which is another thing. California, what's going on? My former state.
Bernie.
They still don't have results.
Oh, really?
From their election, and they're saying it may be 30 days or so, maybe a month before we get them all counted. What the fuck, California?
How do we know these aren't GOP actors? These aren't Russian operatives doing bullshit to fuck with our system. Why are we not thinking that?
Well, they knew it was going to take a long time because there's just too many people.
Okay, well.
I mean, they kind of predicted it.
Shit, man. I don't know.
I mean, this whole voting thing. People waiting in line is unacceptable.
And
is it the DNC intentionally trying to suppress young people's vote? They're like, why is it that all these lines were in the college towns?
Oh, my God.
They're trying to, the evil DNC was trying to suppress the young people vote.
Well, you know, are we upset people in college are voting? Do you know what I mean? Are they upset that there's long lines of people?
Well, right. You know? And turnout was crazy in a lot of places.
Crazy in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Texas was like up 50%.
But if turnout is up so much, why don't you expect?
And they're coming out to vote for Biden.
Yeah.
Is the turnout. And it's just, I'm sorry, Bernie bros. I like Bernie.
Yes.
I like his policies. I want everything Bernie wants.
Right. Of course. Of course.
But I mean, he's just not, he hit the ceiling. He
right.
really did. And this is, if anything,
yes,
a huge argument for one, get rid of fucking caucuses. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
And two, sorry, Iowa. Sorry, New Hampshire.
Go fuck yourself.
No offense, but you're white as fuck. You should be thrown in the middle somewhere.
Right.
To allow more diverse electorate to speak. Because I think it was Jelani Coates, Professor Jelani Coates last night on the telly, who said, you know, maybe we need to reframe this, that Biden didn't have a slump. You just put the wrong states up first.
Yeah.
That he always had this support. It wasn't some miracle that all of a sudden in South Carolina, they decided that it was Biden, and then everything from there turns into Biden. He probably had the support. You remember when he first announced, he was the leader. He didn't do fuck all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're talking about how he's got no campaign. He's had no campaign. And he was the presumptive leader. And then they have these three states that are white as fuck.
Iowa.
Right.
Iowa. But who gives a fuck? Not to be a dick.
And they even talk about how seldom the person that wins Iowa wins the nomination. They're like, well, it helps shake out the, you know, and stuff like this. But they've even talked about, well, you know, the people who win Iowa hardly ever. And all I have to remind myself of is Pat Robertson coming in second.
Terrifying.
In Iowa.
You know,
a few years back.
I am just confused that what confuses me is that
vexes.
Yeah, it vexes me that people just can't, like, this whole primary was not about beating Donald Trump. It was not about saying what is happening. What is happening is our country is in very bad shape. We are in danger of our country's sovereignty, right? I mean, if our elections are being fucked with, if Trump is under Putin's thumb, if the Justice Department is working on behalf of Donald Trump, who is working on behalf of Vladimir Putin, we should be taking that seriously. And we don't. We just aren't. What they're taking seriously is that Burisma.
Well, less now that this Rojo has postponed. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, has postponed the subpoena for Hunter Biden and the Burisma people. So,
and you know,
because,
man,
he's got nothing.
God. And what is disgusting to me is that Trump's agenda is so anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-brown people. I mean, anti-woman. Do we not give a fuck about our fellow Americans? Do we not give a fuck?
The fact that Biden is outperforming bigly Hillary Clinton may in the same matchup.
Same matchup, right?
I mean, you know, one could say maybe the vagina had something to do with it.
Oh, yes. Hillary Clinton is not president because of Russia, and she has a uterus. There you go. Bam. Elizabeth Warren is not the nominee because she has a vagina.
It's, you know, maybe part of it. And you know, there's a lot of people out there arguing back at the Bernie bots. Who are saying, well, you know what? Bernie should have dropped out when he had his heart attack and thrown his support behind Elizabeth Warren. We'd probably have fucking President Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Had he done that.
Yeah. The thing is, this primary was a disaster. Is a disaster. It is a fucking disaster. It really is. I mean, I don't know. God, I said this yesterday. I keep repeating this, but it is as if we are fighting the biggest enemy on the planet. But before we go to the fight, we're going to take knives and stab the fuck out of each other before the fight. Why? Why? Because that's the way we always do it?
Yeah, we'll see what happens Sunday night. I mean, if Bernie, you know, just goes on full-scale attack against Joe Biden, he basically knows the math isn't with him, even Andrew Yang endorsed Biden.
Yes.
Citing the math.
Right.
And that also was a demonstration of the bot force. That's out there because there were a lot of alleged Yang gangers that suddenly now loathe Andrew Yang because he has the audacity to endorse Biden. So I'm seeing a lot of tweets from these fake Yang gang. Not that there aren't a lot of Yang gangers, but there were also a lot of bot action on his and on Bernie's, Tulsi's.
To ignore,
you know, all the kind of the fringe candidates. That they want
to
sow division. That's all they want.
Russia's involvement in our election is stupid.
I don't think it's Russia. I mean, I know they are. Yeah. I think it's Trump. I think they learned from Russia. Why would they need to go to Russia now?
That's
why not?
True.
Why not Brad Parscale, millions of dollars going to his own troll farms?
Nobody took a sobering look at Donald Trump, and they were like, you know what, this guy, this next time it's going to be harder, because I think people were of the mindset that they'll see how horrible this fucking monster is, and we will just run him out of Oz. We will elect him out. Well, guess what, motherfuckers, it ain't happening like that. God.
The headline over at the HuffPo. Oh, it literally just fucking changed on me. Italy shuts down. Most stores closed.
Right. Jeez. Stores?
Italy, Italy says all stores except pharmacies and food markets.
Yeah.
Will be closed in response to the country's new virus.
When they say pharmacies, do they mean, just asking out of sheer curiosity, we talking about marijuana pharmacies that are open still?
They don't have marijuana pharmacies in Italia.
What the fuck? It's Europe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They're ahead of us, right?
In many things.
But Italy, they have...
a little slower on the weed.
They have a crazy government in Italy, right? And that fucking Pope, no offense, child rapists.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think there might be kind of a right-wing, nutty, crazy guy in charge now, maybe. But
great.
They swung that way, you know.
Yeah.
nothing like Italy leaning fascist again.
Oh, jeez. That's not... That
awesome!
I mean, and the other thing is, like, let's just look at it. Look at the globe. Some fucking British motherfucker said this. Who said it? Because I think you told me about it. He wrote a book, or a fucking article, I don't know. And he said, you know, we need to look at all around the globe. It's very scary what's going on. There's a lot of fucking fascism out there.
Yes.
South America, Europe. Not good.
The headline of the Drudge Report is a picture of the German flag.
Okay.
70% will be infected. That was, I believe, Angela Merkel. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned that up to 70% of the country's population, some 58 million people.
I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Where are you going? Has warned that up to 70% of the country's population, some 58 million people, could contract the coronavirus. Ms. Merkel made the stark prediction at a news conference alongside the health minister there, who... She probably listens to her health minister and the scientists. She's probably not saying, I know more than the scientists. I like this stuff. You know, my uncle was like, she's a chemist. She's a chemist. I forgot about that.
We got that hand sanitizer station right outside the door.
I don't use that stuff.
Oh, I do.
I don't use that stuff.
If you're with me, you do. I tell you, you gotta.
I'll wash my hands, but I'm not gonna use that shit.
Why?
It fucks up your hands. It dries them out. It's and Do you even know if that brand really works? Did you check? There's a lot of brands that don't work.
I hope it does, because it's a big fucking bad of it. Fuck it, man. I mean, it feels like it does, though.
Smells like Everclear. Not that I know what Everclear smells like.
Oh, you do, because you had to shoot it that one time when we were at that bar, that contest with a doctor.
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike.
It's a game we play, and the loser has to drink the shot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Dr. Mike and Bobby V are co-headlining the Rated R Comedy Show on June 5th. If anybody wants to come to that, if we're still doing shows and we're not in the middle of a fucking Walking Dead-ass pandemic.
German Chancellor Merkel said there's no known cure. The focus will now focus on slowing the spread of the virus.
Yes.
She says it's about winning time till they can come up with a vaccine.
Okay. This dog, man. This dog. She played with me outside some today.
Italian minister, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announced the closure of schools, gyms, museums, nightclubs, other venues across the country.
God, that sucks, man. This pandemic shit is bullshit.
Which passed 10,000 confirmed infections.
God. Now we can't go out and have any fucking fun.
Elsewhere, the New York... This is the BBC, by the way. Yes. The New York's governor announced troops would be sent into New Rochelle to help pass out shit. They're not armed. They're not containing people. They're helping with logistics and shit. Festivals and other major events in the U.S., including the Coachella now, have been canceled or postponed.
I mean, of course, right? Because, you had to run around in porta-potties.
UK Health Minister Nadine Dorries tested positive for the... I mean, it's not funny, but the UK Health Minister has tested positive.
Damn. She didn't wash her hands.
She's isolating at home.
China
has seen a total of 80,000 plus confirmed cases with 3,100 and some deaths.
God. But the flu.
But they're saying they have their lowest number of new infections, only 19 yesterday.
Yay. Oh, that's good. That's good news, right? Because it's decreasing. Are we almost done? Are we almost over this coronavirus?
Well, I mean, we're probably hoping that it follows flu season.
Meaning
it may not.
It gets hot and the virus evaporates into the ether, whatever the fuck. Okay.
And then we hope it doesn't come back before November, so Trump can't try to say, "I'm postponing the elections for everyone's health and safety."
He has said
my own.
He said, "Oh, I wish I could be president for life."
Well, and that he's owed a couple of years.
Take him seriously with that shit. He said it. He's gonna fucking do it, man. Hey,
Germany.
You know that New Rochelle stuff. I mean, I believe that the authorities there aren't out to round fuckers up. But do you remember, was it Hurricane Harvey that hit Texas? I think it was. And
I don't remember.
And at the shelters, we found out that people were signing in on the rolls as they entered the shelters. And people were looking out for names that looked brown. Remember that? I swear to God, that was a story.
They had talked about...
Let's not fool ourselves. If we have quarantines and shit like that, you have to believe ICE.
And not letting in. Remember they talked about not allowing undocumented people into shelters?
Oh,
These are the Christian Republicans, of course.
So stupid. That's another thing, Bernie fuckers. I mean, if you don't come out and vote blue, or you just spend your time trying to light Joe Biden on fire, and let's say he doesn't get elected for Trump. Are you going to take responsibility for any of that? Or are you just going to say,
DNC's
fault?
Yeah, they're out there saying already that you just want to blame Bernie people like you did last time instead of for blaming yourselves for putting up a bad candidate. I've been reading this bile all fucking day. It's been making me insane.
It really is fucking nutso. It's nuts.
Senate Homeland Security Committee Chair Senator Ron Johnson.
Yay.
Dickbag.
Oh, yeah.
And backed down on issuing a subpoena.
Ooh, subpoena.
To a controversial witness in his investigation of Joe Biden.
Oh, shit. Burisma.
God, why is Joe Biden being investigated?
Why, though? What did they do in the House? In the House.
They're worried about corruption, Ryan.
Do people need to... Did they forget what Fiona Hill said in the House? Did they forget her testimony?
Who?
America.
They don't care.
That's all you should care about.
They don't care.
All we should care about is vanquishing Trump. That's it. It's crazy.
The subpoena was to be sent to Andriy Telyashenko, former Ukrainian diplomat, political consultant.
Yes.
Who has been peddling explosive, unsubstantiated allegations about the Democratic Party and the Bidens since Trump's inauguration.
Yay!
Key word, unsubstantiated. There is no evidence.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Did Hunter Biden maybe get a job because of the good old boys club? Absolutely.
Right, right. And I'm sure if you went through Congress, the government, I'm sure you might find other examples.
Untoward, illegal, no.
Shove your purity test up your dick hole, motherfuckers. It's about the Nazi in the White House.
Johnson said in a statement that he chose to postpone a vote on the subpoena out of an abundance of caution. The ranking senator on the committee, Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
Peters.
The Democrat tried to block the subpoena in part due to his concerns. Quote, his testimony would form part of a disinformation effort by Russians or other actors.
Yeah.
In other words, it's bullshit, Ron Johnson, and you fucking know it.
And all they're trying to do is manufacture something Trump can use against Joe Biden in the election. That's what they're trying to do. Or can we not see that? Or do you want to be fucking idiots and dupes? Fine. Morons.
Let's see. Telyashenko was caught unawares by the senator's decision to pull back. Only learned of it when he was asked for comment by Talking Point Memo here.
Right.
I did not see that, he said. I thought it was at 2:30 today. nobody called him. A committee markup to issue the subpoena was scheduled to be held today at 2:30.
Yes.
The panel will convene to issue. They did decide that they will issue a subpoena to Blue Star Strategies, though, a lobbying firm in Washington hired by Burisma to polish its image. Burisma also hired Hunter Biden, the Democratic frontrunner's son, onto its board in 2014 after its founder fled Ukraine amid allegations of embezzlement.
You know, it's like, I hate these analogies because you could just go on and on all day. And you know, it's like if you were in a plane and it was on fire and plummeting to the ground and the pilot's trying desperately to pull the plane up so you don't fucking crash and burn to death. You look at the pilot and you're like, oh, my God, I hate your pants.
I don't know that we need the Bernie people.
I hope so.
If the once again, African-Americans are going to. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's apple cinnamon. I'm drinking an apple cinnamon somebody beverage and the dog is like, you know, sniffing
wanted,
my mouth.
Somebody wanted my beef jerky earlier. Oh, yeah. See, beef jerky.
Well, I mean, that's that's a treat sized bag
with
strips of beef in it. Like she gets, she doesn't understand the
lost
distinction
her mind
there.
Over that. Hey, Shelby, good job with the hole, too, right under the hammock. That's good.
What's her laying hole?
It's like her digging hole. You can't make her stop.
Telyashenko was hired by Blue Star as a consultant in the effort. The investigation has ramped up in recent weeks. Wow, what a coincidence.
Yay.
As Biden has surged back into the headlines. Then all of a sudden, Ron Johnson is like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm really worried about corruption. I think we're going to have to look into Biden some more.
Bernie bros, listen to me. Let me understand what I'm hearing. Ron Johnson is a Republican.
Yes.
And he supports Donald fucking Trump.
He's
correct?
He's a total Trump whore.
A Trump fucker, right? So, and he's bringing up this Burisma shit, right?
Yes.
Okay, to the dumb fucking Bernie bro dick bag that I was sparring with on Facebook today, you brought up Burisma. Ron Johnson brought up Burisma.
Right.
Does that do anything for your fucking idiot brain? No. Are you going to do blackface again for Halloween, fuckface?
It's pointless. We don't need them.
You're right.
And they don't come out and vote. Fuck them is one of the things. They're like, they're like, well, Bernie, you know, the youth vote. Well, guess what? Youth vote's down, bitches. All across the board. Bernie is just not bringing the people out like he claimed he would be.
It's as
Stop
if
eating the chair.
It's as if we're dealing with some cultists.
Right. And then they say, well, it's because of voter suppression.
What?
You're suppressing the youth vote. That's why it's not coming out. And that's just not the case. It's that it's not the case.
Right. Voter suppression exists on the right, you know, generally, right? I mean,
yeah.
But
so they're you know, the loonies are who knows if they even voted.
They're killing us. The loonies are killing
us on both sides.
You know, because it's if God, dickheads, all you people that you couldn't vote for Hillary, we just need to think about this pandemic we're going through. And what if this was Ebola? Mm-hmm. We'd be fucked. And we could be fucked. We don't know that there isn't anything worse coming around the corner. We don't know if Trump's going to leave or not. And this is because of these fucking lunatics.
The, German, Merkel is also open to scrapping Germany's black zero rule to allow new government borrowing. Oh, I guess they haven't been, sounds like it's a
black
balanced
zero
budget. Sounds like it's a balanced budget.
That sounds like a cool ass name for some Marvel
she says,
character.
It's an extraordinary situation and ending the outbreak should come first.
Right.
Other German health experts are saying it's unlikely that 2/3 of Germans will end up getting it, but it could.
So gross. It's gross, man. This whole fucking like.
So we shall see.
People, I was doing a comedy show last night, I was talking about the corona a lot, and nobody cares. I was getting mocked. People were coughing out loud on purpose. They were like, they think it's funny.
Okay,
but I'm the one, you know, doing a show, so I guess I'm an idiot. Oh God. Oh, fuck. I hope I'm not giving you this shit, man. For the most part, I'm sanitizing. I'm trying to, the clothes that I wear out, I'm trying to wear different clothes inside. But this fucking corona, man, I don't know.
The White House, meanwhile.
Yes.
According to Reuters.
Reuters.
Is opening up and becoming even more transparent. Oh. I'm just kidding. They're classifying discussions about the virus.
Oh, yeah, of course. Why? Because of the markets?
The White House ordered federal health officials to treat top-level coronavirus meetings as classified.
Trump is the motherfucking enemy.
An unusual step that has restricted information and hampered the U.S. government's response to the contagion. The officials said that spoke here. People are ratting on them.
Like on the administration.
Oh yeah, health officials are just like, well, this is not acceptable at all. Like the the old people, elder, not elderly, but people over a certain age. Elderly, fuck.
Hey man, but the point of that is
not
right.
Traveling is the thing that Trump said don't. The CDC wanted to say don't. People over a certain age probably shouldn't travel on planes, and the White House nixed that. Told him, don't say that.
Hey, I wanted to bring this up yesterday. By the way, if you want to listen to past episodes of the Crab Diving Podcast, go to crabdiving.com, go to the podcasting app, go to iTunes. No, don't go to iTunes. Fuck me. Go to Spotify and Stitcher. This thing with the not listening to the CDC when they told the Trump administration, tell old people to not fly, right?
Right.
But some things from the CDC, it is coming out, but on the radio, in like forms of media that doesn't have the reach of national television. I heard Maddow say that. So, is Trump doing something like where if you work for the CDC or somewhere in the government, you're not allowed to go on TV. You're just allowed to be on, like, podcasts.
Oh, yeah, they shut down people going on TV and stuff and talking about it.
If there is someone from the CDC who wants to call our show, and you're not allowed to say...
Remember, they have to run everything through mother's husband.
Like, literally? Yeah.
Remember? Any messaging, they don't want people going out and talking about it unless they run it by Pence first.
God.
The officials are saying that dozens of classified discussions about the topics, such as the scope of the infections, quarantines, travel restrictions, have been held since mid-January in a high-security meeting room at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
Staffers without security clearances, including government experts, were excluded from the interagency meetings.
I'm sorry, government experts?
Which included video conference calls. One official said, we had some very critical people who did not have security clearances who could not go. I bet Don Jr. was sitting in on it, though.
Yeah, that dumb fuck.
Or Jared, who couldn't pass security clearance.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That didn't matter, right?
And Ivanka, I'm very worried about the coronavirus.
Ivanka.
And how it may affect my sales of my handbags.
God.
These should not be classified meetings.
Right.
They say. It was unnecessary, these officials are saying.
But why would you... What is their reasoning? What would Trump say? I'm just trying to figure out how they.
I don't know that the lamestream media is lying and blowing it out of proportion to try to make Trump look bad.
It's, you know,
the MSM. I see it all over Twitter. The MSM. You believe the MSM?
Mainstream media.
Yeah. You believe the MSM about the coronavirus? It's like, well, Italy is shut down, so I'm kind of buying what they're saying.
Yes, this is something, and there are experts not related to the Trump administration that is saying this is a serious thing.
Yeah, even the ones that are related to the Trump administration. I think I've got a clip of Trump losing his shit at Acosta from CNN because Acosta asked him, well, your own officials are contradicting what you're saying.
You know,
when they get a chance to talk.
Yeah. You know, you listen to what's his face? The guy ran for president. Jay Inslee.
Yes.
Now, that guy said a lot of interesting, you know, I just took a.
Governor of Washington State.
I took a lift with someone and this dude had NPR on. And I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I'm not with a maggot. That might be. And then, you know, I'm listening to this Jay Inslee shit. And I was like, oh, my God, this is disturbing. And, you know, the guy was like, yeah, this is Jay Inslee. He should be, that guy should be the czar on this shit. That guy. He is looking into it. He said, this is what he said. We're looking at what is going on in Italy and how their healthcare system is dealing with it so we can learn from the mistakes we made. What? He's in our government.
Yeah.
That's shocking. He's a Democrat, though, right?
Inslee, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's just not fair. None of this is fair.
He was the guy that ran on climate change.
Yep.
Was his number one.
And you know,
he
Jay,
says it's an existential threat.
You know, Jay, I, you know, God, did you get a Facebook page for the fucking, your campaign?
Well, who knew who Jay Inslee was? God. We talked about him.
He was good.
He was there with, like Bennett and you know he was kind of in that range the whole time.
If we get lucky enough to vanquish this fucknut from the White House, whoever is in charge of this needs to put that guy in charge of this
EPA.
Corona shit. Yeah.
Once they rebuild the EPA.
Yeah. And the other listen, I heard somebody talking about how like our data collection on this virus is not great either.
Shocker.
I know. Because
they're busy compiling Facebook targets for their ads.
Yeah, great.
The sources said the National Security Council, which advises the president on security issues, ordered the classification. This came directly from the White House, one person said.
White House. God. From the tennis pavilion, right?
The White House... insistence on secrecy at the nation's premier public health organization which had not been previously disclosed, has put a lid on certain information and potentially delayed response to the crisis.
Be best, motherfuckers! Be best, bitches!
The administration officials spoke to Reuters on condition, it's a Reuters exclusive, of anonymity, said they could not describe the interactions in the meeting room because they were classified.
Right.
Some spokesman said from day one of the response to the coronavirus, NSC has insisted on the principle of radical transparency.
Yeah.
He said the administration has cut red tape, set the global standard in protecting the American people under President Trump's leadership.
Is that guy?
God, so you know that guy is objective.
Maybe he's...
When you have to lick the dear leader's hole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of saying, here's what we're doing, and here's what's getting done, here's what we need to do. No, no, no. Our dear leader is doing great. we're milking him because his titty juice cures corona.
Oh,
we figured
yeah.
it out. He leaks colloidal silver from his left tit.
And do you know why in North Korea people talk to Kim Jong-un like that? Because they're worried if they don't, he will shoot them with a missile or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Or poison them. Or retaliate. Or put him on a list.
Let's see, Vice President Pence vowed on March 3rd to offer real-time information in a steady pace and be fully transparent.
It's like, this corona thing to me is like, you're watching this election and you're just watching the Democrats just like go after each other for some fucking reason. And then it's corona on top of it. It really is. Fuck, Jesus.
One of the administration officials suggested security clearance for meetings at HHS were imposed not to protect national security, but to keep the information within a tight circle. It seemed to be a tool for the White House, this person said, for the NSC to keep participation in these meetings low because they're worried that someone's going to tell the truth.
The problem with our Constitution, I don't know if our dead slave-owning fucking forefathers can hear me in their fucking graves, is that you built a government. You wrote a constitution on the premise that people in government wanted to serve the people in the country. You bit that. That's a flaw. That's a flaw.
The
spirit of the government. You know, does this sound like
that
Trump is acting in the spirit of the Constitution? Do you know what I mean?
I will be addressing the nation this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. From the Oval Office.
I'm canceling elections. Go fuck yourself.
He's going to talk about how great he's doing and how everybody's saying how great he is.
Yes, thank you. Good. Good, good, good.
We've got tweet us during the show. And
tweet us.
Et cetera.
Man. You know what I'm seeing out and about? You know how people...
Oot in a boot.
Oot in a boot. Do they have corona in Canada? Not to sound like a fucking idiot.
I don't know if they have corona in Canada yet.
Too cold up there? Or...
I don't know. I don't know if they have it.
Right.
Probably.
But you know how you have these carabiners and people put their keys on?
Sure.
And you have one, but for some reason you don't loop it around your belt loop, which is nice. Thank you for that. A lot of people do that.
Well, I used to hang it on my backpack. That's
okay. That's reasonable. But on the belt loop, I don't know. Your pocket's right there, dickheads. I don't know what you're doing. But now you put this hand sanitizer on there.
Oh.
That's what I'm seeing. It's just a fashionable thing.
Well, there you go.
Is there anyone writing a blog on corona fashion?
Let's see. Also, let's see what's going on. Is there any other? I've got a couple things from the Twitter to read.
Twitter?
Here's inspiration a little bit.
Okay.
Katie Porter, one of my favorite representatives in the House now.
Oh, is she the one that brings all the facts and shit?
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Here is Representative Katie Porter to the Wells Fargo CEO.
Damn!
Asking, well, here we go. This is inspirational so that you know. This is when you put Democrats in charge, people, adults.
Yes.
Have you heard of the song, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys?
Good God. Yes.
I don't believe I have.
It's written by an American hero, Willie Nelson. I have three kids, Mr. Scharf, and I'm thinking of writing a new song. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be bank tellers.
Bam! Bam!
Mr. Scharf, how many of your tellers are currently receiving public assistance in this country?
I'm not aware, Congresswoman.
Right now, one-third of bank tellers in the United States receive public assistance.
One-third of bank tellers in the United States receive public assistance. The bankers, we bailed out.
Okay, I have a question.
We bailed these fuckers out after they cheated and lied and gambled on bad and offered bad mortgages.
Yeah.
So that they could bundle them up and then make bets on how much they were going to go under, how much, all these derivatives of derivatives.
Is that a derivative? Is that, I never understood this properly because I watched a fucking movie where somebody tried to explain.
Derivatives are fucked up. It's just a way of gambling. It's just a way of making something up for them to gamble on. It's like another stat in baseball.
Are people gambling on Corona? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm sure.
So wait, when she said one-third of their bank tellers at Wells Fargo or just in general?
In general.
That, you know...
Yay, America.
Yeah.
What a weird congresswoman.
Right now, one-third of bank tellers in the United States receive public assistance. Madam Chair, I'd like permission to enter into the record the study from the University of California, Berkeley, that shows that the cost of public benefits to families of bank tellers is almost $900 million per year.
$900 million a year, public assistance to employed bank tellers.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Without objection.
This fucking scumbag Wells Fargo CEO. I'm not aware.
Bernie Bros? Women.
I'm not aware.
Bernie Bros, the enemy. It's these fucking Republican dickbags. Goddamn.
Action such as the order.
So taxpayers are subsidizing Wells Fargo's wages to the tune of $900 million per year. I don't want my kids to grow up and be Wells Fargo tellers because statistically speaking, one of the three would end up needing public assistance. Is Wells Fargo profitable?
Cricket, cricket.
Is Wells Fargo profitable?
I believe it is. Yes.
he's the CEO. You know, I think it may be.
In Iceland, what do they do?
They threw these fuckers in jail.
These motherfuckers in the brig.
Yeah.
Fargo profitable?
I believe it is. Yes, Congresswoman.
You believe? I mean, it's $19.5 billion last year. So.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Wait, you
believe? God. I mean, it's $19.5 billion last year. So we can round that up to $20 billion. That's profit. So the bank can afford to pay its...
That's not revenue. That's profit.
Okay. For me, it's a $19 billion this fucking bank made, right? So if I say 19, how many more zeros do I put in there?
12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. God, the numbers have to get so small. Now, what was the other number? 900 million, right?
900 million was the money.
Okay, so I'm right. Oh, wait. Fucked up. I mean, the minus sign, and then 900, and then how many more zeros?
Nine.
Total zeros, or just...
No, wait. Nine and six.
So, 15.
I screwed up, yeah. So it's not 12 zeros, it's nine zeros. For billions.
Okay.
That was trillions.
Okay, this is important. We're doing it.
Brian Williams math.
This is so horrible. I know it's bad podcasting. But how many zeros again? 16?
Nine
zeros for 19 billion.
19, comma, and then nine zeros.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 19 billion. Okay, minus now 900 million. I'm gonna write 900. There you go. Two zeros. And then how many more zeros?
Well, it's 18.1 billion.
That's what's left over.
If they paid everybody.
In profit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we bailed them out.
Sure.
I know that's a point, but God, when you look at it on the calculator, We should be burning shit.
Right.
Hyperbole.
This is the point of Occupy. This is the entire point of Occupy Wall Street.
You know, this country, it's like, you saw when Trump got elected, all these marches, the Women's March, all kinds of shit. You know, the next thing after there's so many people in the streets that can't move, motherfuckers are going to be angry. We cannot, you can't sustain that math without violence. People are not going to tolerate living in tents under a fucking bridge when you have that fucking math.
God. It is, yes, Congresswoman.
You believe? I mean, it's $19.5 billion last year, so we can round that up to $20 billion. That's profit. So the bank can afford to pay its tellers significantly more. Do you think the hardworking taxpayers of this country should be shoring up Wells Fargo's tellers' salaries when the bank has profits of $20 billion a year and paid out $30 billion in buybacks and dividends last year?
So not only that, they got tax breaks that allowed them, because, you know, when the Republicans gave these guys tax breaks, they said, well, they're going to pass those down to the employees and everyone's going to get raises and they're going to reinvest in building factories and everyone's going to get jobs and raises. But that's not what happened. All of us said these rich cunts are going to do stock buybacks to put more money in their own pockets.
Oh, okay.
And that's exactly what happened.
So they take their extra money, they go to the stock market and they buy back some of their own company.
Yes.
To increase the shares in that
their
money.
Their dividends and their shareholder value.
What the fuck? This is crazy. The administration is talking about cutting entitlements. You got to be fucking kidding me. It's crazy. Get him, Shelby. What the fuck?
Has profits of $20 billion a year and paid out $30 billion in buybacks and dividends last year?
Congresswoman, I believe we should pay people fairly, and I believe the actions that we've taken, especially recently by raising the minimum wage, does in fact do that. We also, in addition to...
You raise the wage only in high-cost areas, however, not across the board. You raise the wage only in high-cost areas, not across...
See, this is when adults know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Holding these fuckers... She knew he was going to say that.
You know...
Well, we raised the wage. We raised it to $15 an hour, and she says, well, that's only... In, you know, like San Francisco and Chicago and New York. What about Wells Fargo people in, I don't know,
here,
Fargo?
Here.
Or in Pensacola. Yeah.
I have so
many. Who are making $8 an hour.
Yeah. I got so many feels about this. I don't know if we're going to get past this clip. But this is why. When George Bush got elected, what did people say about him that they liked? Oh, it seems like a guy you could have a beer with.
Oh, well, yeah.
That sucks. Do you want to have a beer? I'd have a beer with her. But this, we want this person. What is her name?
Katie Porter?
Katie Porter. That's who we want in the White House. This.
Well, we could have had a Katie Porter.
Because she
named Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. God, she knows shit. Fucking Louis Gohmert is a representative just like Katie Porter. Are you?
Well, yeah. What do you think his questions to? Don't you remember the Republicans had Jamie Dimon in one day and apologized?
Yes.
For how the Democrats were nasty poo poo faced to him?
At least they're being honest.
We're sorry. I'm sorry.
God. There's going to be a time in this country, if you don't fix this shit, when people are going to walk like a motherfucker up to the Hollywood Hills and going to take your shit, and it's going to be ugly. It's because you didn't listen to Katie Porter.
We don't advocate for that, of course.
No, but, you know, how is it not inevitable, though? This can't be sustained.
God, I'm having spreadsheet issues.
Oh, yeah?
Spreadsheet
issues.
Oh, there's a couple more seconds of this.
Oh, it's Bill Gates. Microsoft. Okay.
Buybacks and dividends last year?
Congresswoman, I believe we should pay people fairly, and I believe the actions that we've taken, especially recently by raising the minimum wage, does in fact do that. We also, in addition to...
You raise the wage only in high-cost areas, however, not across the board. You raise the wage only in high-cost areas, not across the board.
We raised our wages in four different tiers.
With that, I yield back.
It was her time. Katie Porter.
God.
Actually fighting for the people.
And you know...
And that's the kind of shit Elizabeth Warren does in the Senate, when she's allowed to talk.
And it's interesting, because, like, all she did was bring, it seems to me, some facts.
Yes.
And just ask the guy about the facts.
Right.
How does that candidate not appeal to people? That what she's talking about should be apolitical.
That's why people like this fuck were soiling their dieties over Warren, the thought of right? Elizabeth Warren.
That
see, because she would be Katie Price. She would hold their fucking little privileged tiny balls to the fire.
It is.
Why are we paying Walmart salary? Because they're paying slave wages and making sure. Remember a few years ago when the pictures of the signs hanging in the Walmart employee areas about how to apply for food stamps?
That's insane.
Here, you know, as part of our to help employees, here's how you apply for food stamps, because we don't pay you enough and we won't give you enough hours because it'll cut into our bottom line, because then we have to pay you overtime and benefits. And that's not American.
Right. And you know, we also did a story. There's some map, and we got to look at the richest people in the country, and a lot of them have a similar last name. Unless I was on LSD, they're Waltons.
Right, and then they're third generation crawling out of rich Walton vagina Waltons
at the expense of poor fucking people.
Right,
it's crazy.
Why are we listening? Why do third generation Waltons have that hold on our society and that much say, simply because granddaddy had really good business sense.
Yeah.
Built a good business. And by the time it got to the kids, it was a well-oiled machine that was already. Right. And the way our system works now.
Yes.
Encourages the predatory capitalist behavior. Move in, close all the competition, buy up all the local politicians so that you can get your giant super cunt Walmart put in. And then, you know, then we're going to put in a hair cutting place too. The local barbershop closes, the local ladies beauty shop closes. We're going to do a bank.
What? You know,
we're going to put Wells Fargo in to pay him $7 an hour.
Absolutely. You know what? And I bet a lot of the shit we're talking about could be answered by Bernie. By Bernie policies.
Right.
But we aren't there. We're not even what we're talking
about. Well, right
about
now we have a more pressing existential threat.
We're on fire.
And none of it's going to get done if Trump gets another. This is what these Bernie idiots. It's like, so do you actually think we're going to be able to pull out of this nosedive in four more years?
The system, you know, maybe then people will be ready for true progressive change.
Well, you're thinking there's going to be elections. You're thinking the SCOTUS, which will then be 7-2 of right wing nut jobs. You think there's anything good is going to get done?
I couldn't watch The Handmaid's Tale. It freaked me out. It did.
It's a really good show.
It's a great show. Great actors. Everything's great. I like the music. I can't watch it because it's
too close to home.
It is. And I'm not being crazy. I'm not. Just because. And the thing is, I call Trump Shitler all the time. And I know that Trump and Hitler, it's not a perfect comparison, right? There's differences. But that doesn't mean we should ignore what's similar, right?
Right.
Walking around in a haze.
Let's see what's going on.
Those videos that you're talking about yesterday of Biden, the doctored ones.
Well, cut off at the end. Yeah, they cut the end off where he.
Yeah. Well, I just, if you're a Bernie bro and you're sharing those, shame on you. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm seeing that.
It's deceptively edited.
Insane.
So that's Katie Porter. We like her. More Katie Porters.
Yes. Yes.
I elect all women. I think it's probably time. I think the men have cocked it literally everything up.
Well, I mean,
pretty well enough. Why not? Let women take over.
I tell you, and I'm trying not to be Niagara Falls about all this shit, but we talked about it the other day, and you know, it has to be sexism because what Warren did on that debate stage was what we would want someone to do to Trump, although Trump's not going to debate anybody. But that's how she would handle this guy in an election. She would handle Trump the way she handled Bloomberg, and we got to see it, and it still wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Crazy.
We've got, I thought I had a clip. Fuck balls. I guess I don't.
Fuck balls.
Oh, maybe I do.
Yes.
Of what I was talking about earlier, Ali Velshi.
Right.
I don't think I have it. Fuck.
Oh yes.
But it was, a guy that was talking, he was on, I think he's a comic actually. But he does he's got a political podcast.
Is Joe Piscopo?
let me see if I can look it up by Ali Velshi, right. Guest. Probably
so it's
not,
a comic with a, you know, a show about politics.
I think that's the dude. Right. Oh, fucking, hey, here it is.
Nice typing.
Wait, I think this is it.
We have to do both.
That's not him.
Yeah.
I'll try to find the clip I was talking about, but it was late in the evening last night.
Right.
During the MSNBC coverage.
Yeah.
And this guy was basically giving the Bernie bros what's for, and he's a Bernie supporter.
Right. I like Bernie. I am a Bernie supporter. I canvassed for him.
Yeah. I voted for him in 2016 enthusiastically.
Well, we want Trump out.
Right. And you got to think strategery.
Strategery.
You got to think about the strategery involved.
It's insane. And by the way, it's insane that like it even has gotten to this point that Republicans still exist after George Bush. It's crazy. The guy lied us into a motherfucking war, but still people vote for Republicans. It is insanity. It's wacko. It's wackoness, if that's a thing. Oh my god. You know that I just canvassed that one afternoon for Bernie, and you know, the nice thing is that I ran into one Biden supporter, right? And they said, well, you know, if Bernie's the nominee, I'm gonna vote for Bernie because I'm gonna vote blue.
Well, you know? Yeah, I seem to see a lot of that.
So why are we even?
Unless, about from let's say the other side.
yes. God, it, really, people should be canvassing that with vote blue. It should be that the primary instead of fighting each other. You familiar with Voltron? It's an animated thing. It's about a big fucking robot that is comprised of little fucking robots. And a bad guy shows up, a really bad guy shows up, and all the little fucking robots turn into one big fucking robot to beat the fuck out of the bad guy, whoever that might be.
Right.
Why aren't we doing that? That would be a great idea.
We don't have that. We're not a cartoon.
Well,
I mean, we are, kind of, but...
You know, it's... Right.
The administration is.
God, why don't we have Black Panther? That would fix this. It's not... Crazy. George Soros should figure out vibranium.
We've got let's see, what else?
Yes.
I'm still foolishly trying
at that
to find
comic
that.
Guy?
I'm still trying to find that clip because it was really good. But I've got something else I can read you.
Okay.
This guy has a really good point. I'm gonna read this quickly. This is a whole bunch of tweets. It's at 1 minute call on the Twitter. Yeah. 20,000 followers.
Oh shit.
He says, here's the truth. I'm a straight white Christian educated male who makes a fuck ton of money. Elections can't even touch me. Fuck it. Vote for Trump or ignore Biden because your favorite grandpa didn't get the nod. Go for it. I still win. Trump is a plus for me. The thing is, he's still a cancerous ghoul whose only goal is power and wealth, and he's happy to take a big syphilitic piss on the Constitution and the institutional strength of America to do it. But then again, I still win. I'll pay lower taxes, and my kids will surpass yours.
Guy, syphilitic piss.
I get why people like the guy, especially fat-faced dimwits. He's the dumb bully they never got to be.
God damn.
He exudes a tasteless person's vision of status. He's what every angry moron thinks he'd be if only the liberals slash Jews slash welfare queens slash etc. hadn't ruined their American dream.
There. Yeah. That is.
This is perfect.
It
doesn't really matter, though. I still win. I'll wiggle out of income taxes and send my kids to private school and never worry about insurance and buy a boat named Self-Made with the S as a dollar sign. I'll buy houses to rent to 40-ish millennials with roses in their Twitter names, that's Bernie, who can't afford to buy.
Shit.
And you'll either vote for the next Trump, you idiot,
yeah,
or boycott the next Biden because you grew up in the era of fake internet points and change.org petitions, and you think fleeting, peacocking displays of your ethical rectitude mean fuck all in the real world.
Wow. Wow. Can you forward that to me?
I will. There's more.
I'm going to post it in the comment thread of that guy that did blackface for Halloween. Fuck you.
Or maybe you'll realize that the reason I'm saying all this asshole-ish but truthful shit, yes, is because you, me, the broader we, actually have to quit pretending that being a piss baby about your candidate is going to do anything but make life worse for vulnerable people.
God.
It doesn't matter that you liked Bernie or Warren. Parentheses, man, I liked Warren.
Yeah.
This guy says. Or McKinsey Pete, or whoever the fuck Tom Steyer is. It doesn't matter. They lost. And pretending that someone who can't beat Joe fucking Biden was going to win the general election is asinine.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Why isn't he winning then? Why is he not winning?
Because here's the thing, the real thing. You've got to give a shit about other people. A kid in Pennsylvania is counting on you to send Betsy DeVos packing so he can have a school lunch, the only real meal he gets in a day.
Oh,
RBG is out here clinging to life to save jurisprudence. People from all degrees of marginalized existences, the poor, LGBTs, immigrants, your grandma with diabetes, minorities, are counting on you to stop willfully making shit worse by standing some defunct candidate and giving more power to the grifters and single-issue fuckwits. So, there's only two more. So sit around and pet your crotch about how Bernie was going to... That was my favorite. Sit around and pet your crotch about how Bernie was going to forgive your loans from your semiotics degree at Swarthmore. Or maybe just grow up a little and stop making the world better for people like me and worse for people to whom we owe a duty of care as fellow humans. Care about the greater good for once, not just your infantile, idealized, selfish version of it.
Yeah.
Care enough about your country to put away your fantasies about loan forgiveness and stop the guy whose goal is, quote, well-done steak cooked over the ashes of American governance.
Huh.
Or don't. Like I said, I'll be fine. Looking forward to that boat, really.
Huh.
Done.
Turn off the mics. I mean, that's it. That's it! That's it!
Perfect.
It's
excellent writing,
God.
By the way.
Crotch petting and like the idea that...
That's at 1 minute call on the Twitters.
Yeah. Shit, man. You think about the voting outside yourself. You know, like voting like you're a black trans person.
Right, yeah.
Because... the more vulnerable of us in society is going to be hurt by Trump directly, by mother's husband, by fucking bullshit. It's crazy because most of us know all that shit mother's husband wants to do is insane.
Yeah.
So why can't you then extrapolate and see that that's insane, that we need to do whatever we can to not have that guy in office? We are still talking about the same shit we talked about November 2016. We haven't learned shit. We haven't learned shit from Donald Trump. That guy has, though.
We've got, yeah, that was spectacular.
God damn. Have we learned anything?
We'll find out in November.
What does it say about a society that, I mean, this is nuts, dude, that has, it's 2020, he's been in office for 3 years, 4 years? 4 years. And we haven't learned anything. It's depressing.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
What happens in November.
Yeah, we'll fucking see, man.
They're going to be doing everything they can to lie, cheat, obfuscate.
Yeah.
And smear Biden.
It's
everything they can.
And the Bernie bros are going to help them.
They already are.
They're helping them right now. I mean, I swear, I know a lot of people in Florida. You scroll... I scroll through Facebook, and it's Joe Biden can't speak. Joe Biden's the biggest dickbag since what the fuck ever.
Cognitive decline.
Yes. That's what they did with Hillary. They did that with Hillary. They were like, she's got rickets.
And then she even, like, literally made herself sicker. Remember when she had pneumonia?
Yes.
And she decided to go to events because... she was worried that if she called in sick, it was just going to fuel the fire of the loonies saying, right. Look, she's unhealthy. She's going to die. You don't want to vote for somebody who's going to die. Trump's the healthiest specimen ever.
God, you can't. Wait. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We didn't even see his medical records. Trump's.
Well, we got that letter from
the
his
note
doctor.
From that wacko.
Oh, I found it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I remembered that it said truth.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I looked up MSNBC truth on the Twitter, great. And I finally found it.
Why don't you work on this corona thing with your data skills? Why don't you do that? God, we need somebody to do that.
It's Pete Dominic, stand-up comedian, host of Stand Up with Pete Dominic podcast.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Pete Dominic.
You're going to love this. Same vein.
Right. And on one hand.
The audio's a little shitty.
God.
But
he's on a flip phone.
Maybe we got a better version of it. I think I do.
Jesus. More and more details in. Pete Dominic.
Ali Velshi.
This is a night. The problem is our exit polling indicates that there are a whole lot of Bernie Sanders voters. There are voters on either side who say they will not support the other candidate. But there are more on the Bernie Sanders side. And if you look back to 2016, there were a percentage of people who voted for Bernie Sanders. And when he didn't win the nomination, voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't need a lot to win this election again.
Right. Well, I want all of those voters to tweet me at Pete Dominic right now, because there's just no possible. Who can say that? I mean, to say that you're not going to vote for the Democratic nominee is to admit that you have a tremendous privilege, that you have nothing to worry about, apparently, because the Supreme Court is at stake. Democracy is at stake. And the planet is at stake. And right now we have a pandemic. And if you think that Joe Biden and his administration wouldn't handle it better than Donald Trump and his administration, I've got news for you. You've been completely duped. This idea that you're not going to vote because you didn't get what you want. I mean, I'm as progressive as it gets. I would have loved to see Bernie do better, but that doesn't mean you're not going to still be part of the game. I mean, what kind of a person, what kind of a life, and what kind of desires and needs and securities do you need to be convinced that you absolutely have to vote for whoever the Democrats nominate so we can get this madman out of the White House?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There you go. Dang. I mean, it's really that simple.
I wonder where Pete Dominic is on the road at.
So you're obviously coming from a place of privilege. I like that. The guy I just read, he's got tons of money. He's like, honestly, it doesn't affect me at all. Donald Trump helps me.
Yeah. Okay.
Financially.
Right. Right. And I have a question, because two things. First thing, just real quick. Hey, fuck you, Chick-fil-A. Nobody wants to buy your sauce in the supermarket. That's where you're selling it now. Go fuck yourself. Number two, why did these? I saw that. I meant to.
Why post. Did Chick-fil-A all of a sudden get?
Because, man, I remembered. I meant to put that in Hootsuite, and I fucking forgot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the other thing
crabdiving.com, is like, at crabdiving on the Twitter and
absolutely.
Facebook.
Why is it that when you're talking to Bernie Bros or other candidates that, I don't know, man, I don't want to say fringe, but it's, why, when you bring up Russia, they don't really address it, but they deflect? Why?
Because they don't believe it. They think it's a Democrat hoax.
What do they think of the Mueller report?
It exonerated Trump. These are low information voters.
I'm talking about Bernie supporters, though, that they don't. Well, yeah, that they don't. They're ignoring it, and it makes me feel like they're
single issue voters. A lot of them.
Hey, Bernie.
I want Bernie's gonna forgive my student loans. That's all they care about. Medicare for all, which I want, which all of us want. But we also realize that, sadly, there's huge swaths of the country that are still deluded and brainwashed into thinking that that's communism and not good.
Yeah, and you know who, I'm sure they want universal health care and all that shit. There are kids in cages. There are kids separated by their parents by the zero tolerance shit.
Oh, and Bernie Bros will shit on Obama on that one really quickly. Who put them into cages first? I saw that a lot today. Oh yeah, who put them into cages first?
Can I ask you something then? To what I would say to that is Obama didn't have zero tolerance. That's a Trump thing. That's a
or
Stephen
family
Miller
separation.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Family separation, zero tolerance. That's Trump.
Yes.
And I don't think, I mean, God, I don't think any of us could be at all proud of our immigration system through history, right? I mean, there's not a lot to be proud of there, right?
Yeah, the white people kind of don't like other people coming in that aren't them, historically.
Right.
It's kind of what has gone on in this country.
I mean, it's like, I want to ask and Bernie
Bros. And for some reason, the Italians and the Irish were considered non-white for a while.
Well,
and the Eastern Europeans.
Right. Do you think Bernie could take a little time to tell his lunatic supporters that they should listen to what Fiona Hill said in that Ukraine thing about Russia's, influence in our motherfucking election? Was there a dog out there? DOG?
There's a dog outside walking, and I'm hoping the intern doesn't see.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying about the...
I don't know. It'd be nice if Bernie would take some time explain to his lunatics that the Russia thing is real and that we are in the middle of it.
I think next week he'll bail.
I hope so, because I heard him say some shit today when I...
I think he's going to bail next week. I hope.
Because the explanation for him doing so poorly last night, was, I'm sure you can play it or whatever, was like, he said, well, I'm concerned with the voters of tomorrow and giving the young people what they need. Meaning like, he's not, I don't know. He's trying to explain.
Well, he did say though that he's they're winning on the issues. He said everybody he talks to and all the issues that he talks about polling, you know, 60-something, 70% support universal health care, Medicare for all when you talk to people. So, in some form or another, and he, all of his issues poll right. pretty well. He said, but we're losing the electability. We're losing the electability issue. He says, I hear it all the time, that I love your policies. I like what you want to do, but I'm voting for Biden because I think he'll have an easier time beating Trump. And Bernie said that. So, I mean, that's at least self-reflective enough, but he didn't drop out.
Right. He didn't drop out.
So, you know, maybe he just wants to give Joe some practice at debating one-on-one or something, or
you know,
or maybe he wants to do what he kind of did in the last one, which was use his influence to force the platform to the left a little more, to bring those younger people in, give those younger people a reason, have Biden look at some sort of debt forgiveness for college, and have Biden look at.
It seems like
he wants to shore up. He wants a public option, I think, for Obamacare.
It seems to me that if you're a politician today, like your duty is to. I hate to fucking harp on this Russia shit, but you read the Mueller report. You heard all this testimony at the House, this Ukraine shit. it seems to me like your job should be to make the case to the American people that our democracy is in a lot of trouble and we have to do something about it. And all that other shit, it's not like it's not important, but we are in a thing that's different. This isn't normal. Is it normal? God, I mean, what the fuck?
I hope not.
God.
Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who Trump has thus far been unable to really silence. This is the guy that sits next to Trump in these meetings. And Trump says, you know, I think we're going to have a cure. And the doctor says, well, you know, we're about a year and a half away from even from any kind of. And Trump even there was one video of Trump at one of these meetings asking, well, is it true that if they take a general flu shot, that this could help prevent? And the doctor was like, no.
It can't, no. Right?
No. And Trump just kind of nodded like, oh, well, that's not what I believe. You know, I mean, Trump was just like, oh,
It's not even funny. It's like this. It's almost crazy that we're waiting until the elections. It's almost like if we have fucking representatives in government, why don't they just march into the White House and the goddamn Republicans storm their own fucking meeting in protest. Take a page out of their fucking playbook. This is crazy. He's ignoring doctors.
Well, this will make you feel better about the situation.
Good.
We're having to fix a problem that 4 weeks ago nobody ever thought would be a problem. Nobody, you read about them. You read about them from 1917 and you read about them from lots of other times, but nobody thought that we would be seeing. We were just discussing that. This came out of nowhere and actually came out of China, which is the way it works. We are going.
What does that mean?
We're having to fix it.
And it was part of the scumbag Trump cult, like Mark, not Meadows. I keep saying Meadows. McCarthy. McCarthy keeps calling it the Chinese coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Chinese coronavirus.
Right. And George Takei made a good point on fucking Facebook or Twitter. He said a virus doesn't have a nationality.
Well, again,
right?
They're trying to xenophobia. They're trying to blame a race.
Fascism.
It's not the white people.
That's fascism.
It's not coming from Europe, Ryan. Yeah, it started with those evil yellow people over in China.
There must be something wrong with human beings that you could have a holocaust. You could have a holocaust and death camps. And then the rest of our existence on the planet should be us living with that in mind. We don't want that to happen ever again, no matter fucking what. But we have this fascist fucknut in the White House. It's scary. This is like, God.
Thoughts and prayers to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's how. Wait.
23 years sentenced.
Oh yes. It's how it works. These things come from China. That's how it works. What does that mean?
He probably believes that it was created in a lab. He's been reading 4chan and Breitbart and all the loony pages, and he's convinced. He goes on Twitter. You know, it was created right. in a Chinese lab, right?
George Conway, you got to divorce Kellyanne Conway, by the way. Divorce your wife. Please. Working in this White House.
Let's see. We've got...
Ugh, God.
A little bit left here on the big show.
Imagine being married to somebody in the White House that works there. Or dating someone who's like some Trump sucker, man. What the fuck?
Well, it would never happen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
let's stay with the Trumpist. Are you crazy? That's a deal breaker. Hey, like evangelical. I can't even remotely imagine
is it
having
wrong?
Any kind of relationship with an evangelical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it wrong? Yeah, because it's all strain. You're talking to something in the sky all the time. It's wacko. Is it wrong for me when I listen to George Conway? He says a lot of things that are right and he speaks out. But I also think, dude, you live under a roof where part of your bills. Or a lot of your bills, who knows, are paid by money from that fucking White House.
I think he makes a lot more. He's a partner in a law firm.
How dare you? Dirty.
23 years for Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers, like right. I said.
He's going to be producing movies in the big house.
They're going to appeal, though, of course.
Right.
We've got
Jesus.
Oh, here, listen to this. Right. This is gonna make you irritated. Not that you're not.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Fauci.
God, I'm coughing. Oh my God. I keep don't touch your face. I keep touching my face. Fuck this shit.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Oh, fuck this guy.
Was speaking in front of a congressional panel.
Yes.
Today. House Oversight Committee hearing on the virus.
Was Ben Carson there?
Here is Representative Michael Cloud from Texas.
Oh, God.
Republican.
Hey! Lucky!
Desperately trying to get the doctor to downplay the coronavirus, and the doctor ain't having none of it.
Right.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Thank you all for being here today. Appreciate your work on this. Dr. Redfield, I appreciated you talking about the ever-changing dynamics of the situation, especially in the sense that scientists even every day are learning more and more and how to deal with this and how to address it. It's been difficult, of course, to get information out to the public, especially in a hyper-politicized environment. I'd like to...
So, two falsehoods right there. The doctors are learning more and more by the day. That's any day now. They're gonna find a cure in Trump's lower colon.
Yeah, you know...
And then, going after the mainstream media and the politicization that, you know, this information that's getting out,
you know, dude,
we're not getting the information out that Trump has a cure.
Somebody tell, hey, listen, just to be safe, Stephen Miller, check Trump's lower colon just to see if there's something in there valuable that could help.
Well, I think Stephen Miller's going to have there to move. He's already,
oh yes.
<'cause>, yeah. That's his hobbit hole.
All right. Oh, that's his shire. Your shire. Your shire.
The information out to the
Trump's asshole
public, especially in a hyper-politicized environment. I'd like to spend some time trying to clear the record on.
I'd like to spend some time trying to lie and spin for the administration.
It's hard to get information out because what we just read that story about.
Well, you've classified it.
Suppressing it.
On that, as we try to find the proper balance between creating a proactive positive response to real threats as opposed to instigating overreaction on the public. And
Italy is shut down.
They aren't going anywhere. That's big, right? That's a thing. That you would consider that a motherfucking thing.
Balance. Dr. Fauci, can you, by way of comparison, briefly explain how does COVID-19 compare?
Because this goes on and on. I've got the transcript
Please tell
here.
Me Dr. Fauci stands up from his chair and throws it at this guy.
He then asked the doctor how the coronavirus compares to other disease outbreaks like SARS and H1N1.
Okay.
Flu.
Right.
Fauci responded saying people should take the virus very seriously. It should not be confused with the seasonal flu. Trump keeps saying it's just like it's kind of like the flu, except the flu is even more dangerous. More people die from the flu.
I mean,
he said, quote, this is Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
Seasonal flu has a mortality rate of 0.1%. The state mortality overall of this is about 3%.
Yeah.
Then used like data and stuff and said, you know, there's some asterisks. We don't know. There are places where it's underreported. There are places where we don't know what's going on. But the bottom line said, Dr. Fauci, coronavirus is at least 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu.
Yeah, that's bad.
Then
news.
Then this Texan fuck says, but it's less lethal than the N1H1.
What is his point?
It's H1N1.
Oh, God.
He said it wrong.
What is his point, though?
But it's not as bad as H1N1. They're trying to diminish it. They're trying to get sound bites.
It's not as bad as Ebola either, but isn't there gray area?
Right. And the doctor said the 2009 pandemic of H1N1 was even less lethal than the regular seasonal flu, and that killed tens of thousands of people.
You know... I don't
know. They're desperate. Some of these evil. That's the only word to use. Republicans who are trying to misinform simply to save orange fuckers' ass.
Yeah.
100%.
But the doctor said it could be underreported, right?
It is underreported. Because we don't know what's going on here.
There's not that the tests aren't there.
Right.
It's interesting that we don't really know, but this dickhead in Texas is trying to make us not panic and not overreact to something we don't know about. Doesn't make any sense. We don't know.
This is a lie.
Yeah. Man.
Days after wearing a gas mask on the floor of the House of Representatives to mock concerns over COVID-19 coronavirus, Representative Matt Gaetz, our representative here yes. in Pensacola,
ooh.
Has continued to stay in the news following the gas mask stunt. One of his constituents died of the virus. Then Gaetz potentially infected President Donald Trump aboard Air Force One after he himself was in contact with somebody testing positive at the CPAC.
Yeah.
Gaetz said he would self-quarantine for 14 days. He spoke with the PNJ, Pensacola News Journal, about his experience. He said, I couldn't stay in a hotel, so I slept in a Walmart parking lot somewhere off of I-85.
I saw that.
Bullshit.
Yeah, fuck you, Matt.
You lying sack. I slept in a Walmart.
Hey, I don't know. Matt Gaetz is a giant piece of garbage. He's looking out for us. Thank you so much, dickhead.
You want good news?
Yes.
The Washington Examiner.
Oh, wait now. That's a nutball show, right?
This is why this is good news. Published results of a poll conducted by a Republican firm.
Right.
Called Echelon Insights.
Oh, shit.
They published the results.
Yes.
And it ain't good for Republicans.
Right.
Democrats are, quote, crushing the GOP among suburban voters on health care, which happens to be the main issue cited by voters in the 2018 midterm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That swept Democrats into the blue wave that took over the House. The poll found suburban voters prefer Democrats over Republicans by over 20 percentage points on health care.
Well, yeah.
The issue that they rank higher than the economy.
Yeah.
And by more than 15 points on prescription drug pricing.
Yeah.
When you ask that.
I bet. I mean, surely this coronavirus, if we find
it, exactly,
it rolls on and on and on. If people get quarantined, they miss work, they have to go to the doctor, and they go bankrupt. I mean, surely they.
But you heard they're talking about using provisions in Obamacare to get testing out. Which, if they had their way, if John McCain hadn't saved it, there would be nothing right now.
The thumbs down.
There would literally be nothing for these people right now. 20 plus million people would have zero health care.
Right. Damn.
Crazy. In addition to the millions that don't have health care.
Remember that moment when he thumbs it down?
Yeah. That was spectacular. Watching Mitch's Dolly painting of a face.
Droop? I mean, because...
I guess
it did already,
sad, but you can't really tell.
It's weird to, you can't tell how he ever feels.
Right, right.
You know,
it looks like the anus of a dead walrus.
No, apologize.
Prolapsed.
The ghost of a walrus. You know, do you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs? It's about a guy that eats people. Absolutely. Anthony Hopkins was in that movie.
There he is.
And Ted Levine?
Dancing.
Ted Danson played Ted Nugent played the guy that lived in the hole with the lotion.
Jailbait!
Yeah. Who would you rather babysit?
Get him before the hair does. Jailbait!
Would you rather have that guy, Buffalo Bill, or Ted Nugent babysit?
No.
Or Trump. Fuck.
I mean, at least they'll moisturize if Buffalo Bill's got him.
Everybody's skin's going to be hydrated. I think Mitch McConnell would be a great get for that Buffalo Bill guy because all that extra skin. Just a good point I'm making.
One important factor, and last night, one of the groups that came out in droves.
Yes.
Suburban folk. Suburban white folk. Yeah. Educated. Yeah. A lot of them who voted El Trumpo the last time.
What the
These were the Obama voters who were disillusioned, hated Hillary, and then inexplicably voted Trump. And now, because they wanted change, they thought he would blow up the system, and they believed him.
What the fuck?
I saw yesterday, a ton of people were like, you know, we thought, I'm one of these people that thought he would be presidential. And they're like, we're wrong. And I'm voting Biden.
Wow. Jeez. That's crazy, dude.
48% in this poll of suburban voters are, quote, highly worried about losing current federal insurance protections for pre-existing medical conditions. They know that the Republicans are lying their melty faces off about pre-existing conditions. Having access does not mean affordable. And they're lying. They want pools, these high risk pools again.
Right.
Which means you're going to be paying $5,000 a month for your insurance if you got a pre-existing condition. What part of that is affordable?
I don't fucking know.
But you have access.
Oh yeah.
We're going to make sure they offer that for someone.
Jesus fucking Christ. But the thing is, these people that voted it's hard to say, even the people that voted for Obama then voted for Trump.
They exist.
Yeah, but they're voting for Biden or whomever now because it's affecting them.
Yeah. And
God,
they don't like Trump. They hate him.
Because it's affecting them.
Well, some of them are wealthier suburbs. I mean,
it
might not be affecting them that much. They're like this guy on Twitter who said, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm making tons of money. My kids are going to do better than yours.
Yeah.
Simply because I'm rich.
Well, hey, to you dickheads that did that in 2016, you watched something on the Discovery Channel that made you think blowing up the system would be great. I hope you have some redemption, and I hope your vote even fucking matters this time. It mattered last time. It surely mattered last time. We don't know if it's going to matter now, because he might not leave. You fucks.
He'll leave. He won't want to, but he'll leave.
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
God, I hope you're right.
Who's going to back him? The military hates him? What? Eric Prince and some of his private little army? There's a lot more of us that'll be more than willing to go help burn him out.
If
it comes to that.
And, you know, you're right. God, I just feel like... I hate to say this because I sound like Alex Jones. False flag. And like...
Well, yeah. He doesn't need one. He's got. He's too busy with Corona. I don't think.
If Hitler had social media, if he had Twitter,
right?
I don't know.
Let's see. We've got Faithless Friday. Don't forget, everybody.
Jeebus.
We've got.
That's tomorrow.
A lot of Jesus-y bullshit.
No.
Today's Wednesday.
Right. It's Thursday somewhere.
We do have, I don't really have any reactions yet from the Baker camp about their lawsuit yesterday and cease and desist from the Missouri. That's their state, right? That's Branson. That's where his Jesus land is going to be, his latest.
I mean,
bullshit.
Hey, Jim, you know, I read somewhere that colloidal silver is good for calming the nerves when you're looking that you might end up in jail again. Try it. That's the thing. Like, Jim Baker isn't going to use colloidal silver for shit, right?
Oh, he's not eating that food. Are you kidding me? He's not drinking that silver shit.
No.
I can't speak for Lori. She may be.
Yeah,
I am.
Give me a sixer.
I washed my zanny down with it.
But here's a little taste of these fucking pastors. And, yeah. and I retweeted this earlier from Crab Diving at Crab Diving.
Right.
And it really, it's just grifters got a grift.
Yeah.
These pastors are saying, well, well, we're not going to stop our giant mega church.
Oh.
Because, you know, if you're not, yesterday we played the guy who said, well, if you're not faithful enough, that's not my problem.
Why doesn't our government come in and say, hey, you don't pay us any taxes. We get to tell you what to fucking do. Now, shut your doors or go fuck yourself.
So listen to this dickbag, right-wing evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I don't know that we've ever heard him.
Mr. Shuttlesworth!
He has no time for loser pastors who are canceling their services.
Yes.
Oops. I gotta press the button.
Oh, sorry about that.
Shame on every European full gospel church. Bunch of sissies that shut down during this thing. Catholic church not having holy water in the lobby. How holy is the water then?
Oh, that's riddled with fecal matter, by the way. Not, we knew that before.
There is no holy water, right? And I don't even, what does that mean?
No, we knew the holy water before was riddled with, we did that story before where it's like, you might as well stick your face in toilet water.
Yeah, and that, but my question is, what do they mean with this? Like, what do the Catholics think holy water does? Like, what is it? So, what is in it that that's
it's something to do when you walk in? You dip your fingers in it and then you cross yourself.
Do they think that God's energy is in the water?
Yes,
and you splash it
it's
on
magic
yourself
water. Some sort of. I don't. Yes.
You know what's funny? It's like it's full of shit. Like you said, it's
Dungeons and Dragons stuff. It's a plus two potion of protection that you're waving over yourself.
God. Fuck me. Jeez.
But sissies.
Oh, yeah.
Pastors are sissies because they're not holding services.
Oh, my God.
Thing. Catholic church not having holy water in the lobby. How holy is the water, then? That should be a sign to you that your whole religion's a fraud.
Well, yeah. Hold on a second. Wait, now I... Okay.
Religion's a fraud. Any faith that doesn't work in real life is a fake faith.
Okay.
He's drinking a beverage.
Totally fake.
There you go.
You're not word of faith. You don't have anything to do with Brother Hagin. If you're putting out pamphlets and telling everybody to, you know, use Perel before they come into the sanctuary and don't greet anyone, you should just turn in your ministry credentials and burn your church down. Turn it into a casino or something.
This is a pastor.
But wait.
This is a pastor. This is one of these obvious hate pastors who is a loathsome human being and garbage person. Obvious Trump voter who disdains other people. He's a prosperity gospel guy. He's going to get his money. He's got to get his grift on no matter what, whether right. you're virus or not, raging.
Are casinos closing down? Because it seems to me like that would be a kind of a danger zone, right? Yeah.
Turn it into a casino or something.
Casino.
You're a loser. Just if nobody told you, let me tell you. You're a loser. Bunch of pansies. No balls. Got neutered somewhere along the line and don't even realize it. No mass gathering. Let me tell you, if the devil doesn't want there to be mass gatherings, it's time to hold mass gatherings. If I lived in Italy, I would call an open-air crusade to pray for the sick.
And I would hope that they would dart you and take you off the streets.
God damn. What is, you know, it's weird. This guy is making a good point, though. Like, we should turn these churches into something else. Why not?
Oh, well, yeah. You make great condos.
Yeah, other than that, I think he's crazy, right? This is a crazy person.
Oh, my God. Mike Cernovich is on the right side of coronavirus?
No
Get
way.
Get the fuck out
Bullshit.
Of here.
Bullshit.
Mike Cernovich?
Yeah, that guy's crazy as fuck.
I would love to get tested for coronavirus. I can't. Hell yeah, it makes me angry, he said.
Okay.
Right-wing provocateur, conspiracy theory.
Wee-wee.
Wasn't he a Pizzagate guy?
Yes. He was the Pizzagate guy, right?
Posobiec.
Oh.
I think was... More of the
and that, okay. That dog is done with the show for now. There's enough of this fucking podcast.
He took to
this, guys.
He took to Periscope. to tell his viewers that the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus failed the stress test.
Yeah. Okay.
What is going on? It says he spent a portion of the live stream attacking MAGA conservatives.
What the fuck?
Telling them to go away. If your whole life is Daddy Trump, you're so not needed. I shouldn't make fun of his.
Yeah, it's okay.
Speech impediment. You're so not needed, he said.
Right.
He then got mad because people were commenting about his splotchy face, which he said was his bad lighting.
Right. You gotta have good lighting, dickhead.
Then he said, we're not ready. We were not ready. We failed the stress test. That's the singular lesson. The lesson here of the coronavirus is we failed the stress test. We learn our infrastructure cannot handle what we face. We learn the media will incite mass hysteria to stop Trump, so he's not all sane. We failed the national IQ test. Well, we did that in 2016.
Right. Oh, yes.
We, the United States of America, we still can't get testing. We still can't get mass testing. Yeah, well, that's your president, 100%.
Yeah, so how is anyone over or underreacting to this? Because we don't know what it is, this corona. We don't know how many people have it.
We don't, because we're not allowed to test.
You know what might be going on with...
And healthcare people are like, I've got a cold. I would like to know if I can go to work.
That is, see...
And it's just not feasible to just... Everyone who's got the sniffles, well, just stay home for 2 weeks. That's what the administration is saying. Right. I'll just stay home. Like, that's so easy for everyone. Everyone gets 2 weeks paid leave. Or everyone has an employer that allows them to work remotely. That's exactly...
What? Again, I'm not trying to be one of these guys that's making everybody afraid. But listen, what happens in a hospital? Let's say a doctor or nurse is infected with corona. And they don't get a test.
And people will die because...
But all the other staff that actually... Because people...
Exactly.
We're not in the age... I know, like, I think in Star Wars, they have droids, medical droids, that will work on Luke Skywalker when his face gets fucked up by a...
Bacta tanks.
Which was actually, he fucked his face up in a movie.
No, he fucked his face up in a accident where he went off a cliff.
Yeah, yeah. But wasn't he filming Corvettes, some dumb fucking movie where he had an accident?
Oh, I thought it was just, no, he personally was in an accident.
This is very important. I'm going to look it up. Luke Skywalker was filming something.
Mark Hamill.
Okay, whatever.
Right.
He was filming something about, had the word Corvette in the name, and he had an accident filming it, and that's why they had to have the scene where his face got fucked up, I thought.
Fuck me. So that's Cernovich, while you look that up. The,
You spell Corvette.
Let's see. We've got
Corvette Summer, baby.
But was he actually filming that when he? It was an accident on set, was it? I thought he got an accident.
I'm clicking on the blooper reel right now.
We've got a couple minutes left here. Only a couple minutes left here. Right.
Why didn't Mark Hamill run for office?
Well, you know, he's doing a lot of good anti-Trump tweeting right now.
Yes.
I don't know. More good news?
Yes, absolutely.
You want to hear about this a little bit?
Right.
Texas evangelicals?
Yes.
In Austin.
Fuck you.
According to a Pew study, more than 60% of evangelicals in Texas are registered as Republicans. That's crazy. That means 40% of evangelicals are registered Democrats? You got to be fucking kidding.
How does that work? That's weird.
The same study, however, says a quarter of evangelicals identify as Democrats, including many women who feel the president's message does not reflect Christian values.
Damn. Well, yes. Well, it depends on what Christians we're talking about.
Supposedly, there's a growing number of these evangelicals who are like not real happy with the president.
Right, right. And what I might have said was fake news because I can't confirm that that's how he fucked his face up. I'm sure someone else can figure that out. So. Oh my God, he went the wrong way down a freeway.
Yeah, I thought it was a
fucking idiot. Just an accident.
I thought it was just an accident.
Oh, my God. He was going the wrong way down a freeway at 65, 70 miles an hour. Why didn't he use the force or something?
Luke Skywalker, man.
Damn.
I've got a clip here. This is here you go. Here's a right wing nut job for you.
Yes.
What if Antichrist had like a dark parallel to the Holy Communion in the sense that if you had a pandemic, let's say that it went global, all of a sudden a man comes forward and he's the only person on earth who seems to be naturally immune to this disease, and therefore his blood, his genetics are used for creating the vaccine by which everybody, and this is Antichrist, and as a result, it is a dark participation in the consumption of the flesh.
So this is how they're trying to talk people out of taking a vaccine. What if it's the Antichrist and it is, they find out that this one person is, they base it on his blood. They base the vaccine, but it's actually injecting dark evil into everyone.
So the coronavirus is not the Antichrist. The Antichrist,
Antichrist will come and pretend to save everybody with his healing blood. But actually, a lot of these evangelicals are out there saying, don't just take no vaccine they give you. Don't trust them.
In the movie 28 Days Later, that was the deal, though, because you got the rage because you got one of the infected, the blood got into your body, actually. So, I mean, I guess maybe if we find somebody that's immune to corona, wouldn't you want to see if
they're saying because it's the Dark Prince himself, the Antichrist. By pretending to heal people, they're actually giving blood of the Antichrist, and I don't exactly
know. Can I ask a question? Why doesn't Jeebus heal us from this shit?
Mysterious ways, man.
Okay.
Because people are butt-fucking still.
Oh, is it?
There's homosexuals.
Guys, just for a second, if we could just stop butt-fucking, just for a second, to get rid of this corona thing, and then resume the butt-fucking.
You want to know what Josh Bernstein thinks of the corona?
Shit, yes, I do.
This is a Democratic Party and a media establishment made up pandemic, okay? And I believe that because Russia didn't work and Ukraine didn't work and impeachment didn't work, they are so hell-bent on destroying this country, this president, to gain back power, that they probably worked with the Chinese Chi Con government and they devised this plan. They allowed their medical deep state to release this
Medical deep state. Democrats worked with the Chinese, the Chi Con.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Chi-con.
And it's made up.
Right. And the medical deep state is what?
Virus.
China and the Chinese.
Medical deep state to release this virus into the American public, scare the living daylights out of everybody, to shut down the economy, to shut down the market.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on.
Hang on. Stop the Trump rallies. That's what this is all about.
The Trump rallies.
Hey, listen. Hey, fuckface. That is, not to make light of the virus, that is one of the silver linings, right? Ted Cruz has to go off by himself and not talk to anyone. And maybe we don't have these rallies, man, where people come to your town and the crime rate goes up. We did that story.
Hate crime rate.
Oh, this is to try to stop Trump. These people are sick, twisted, and they should all be held accountable. We should lock them in a room with infected coronavirus people, and they shouldn't have gas masks on.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, I totally agree. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm jerking off.
Laughed? Oh, you're saying he laughed and then he ejaculated.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh,
hold
yeah.
Hold on.
Hillary's in a room with coronavirus. Yeah.
That's rich, man. Who is that saying that?
That
shit?
Was Josh Bernstein.
Oh, yeah.
Great audio, by the way.
Oh, real good.
Oh, this is the Nutramedical report, Ryan.
Oh shit! Fuck yes.
The Nutramedical report.
What does that mean? A Nutra.
Bill Deagle is the guy that hosts. Oh, he's the guy going, oh yeah, oh yeah.
He's laughing.
The deep the Democrats locked up with coronavirus.
Right. I wonder what evil shit the Department of Homeland Security is planning with this corona shit. You know what I mean? Like, what evil shit are they doing at the border now?
Breaking news.
Yes.
It appears as if all listings for and mentions of colloidal silver have been removed.
Oh, yeah.
From the Jim Baker Show store and website.
Because that motherfucker ain't going back to jail. But what about the people that bought the colloidal silver? Is there a class action suit? There should be, right?
You think there will be?
God, Siri.
These dumb people? These are people that watch Jim Baker unironically. They're not going to and buy shit from him. They're not going to sue him.
But he sold it based on the fact it's going to cure insurance.
They're going to believe him, though.
Damn, motherfuckers. Dipshits.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
No offense.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern every fucking weekday. Then we're on your favorite podcasting application. Crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy. Find out when and where. Go to his Twitter feed. Radar Comedy's Instagram. Radar Comedy. His website is RadarComedy.com for his schedule.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening as much as you can, everybody. Don't get the corona.
Corona cast.
Huh?
The corona cast.
Oh, yes.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.